Hello, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with National Opinion Survey. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're actually conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community as well as the nation. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television station?
Does my house have what?
I said, does anyone in your household work for, radio, the blog,
No.
Okay. Now, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling your cell phone, so we just want to try to make this quick as possible. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And just to make sure we're representing everybody, now please ask me for your race. Are white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed, black, African-American, mixed?
I'm black.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, will not vote?
Positively.
I'm sorry?
I will be voting.
You will be? Okay. And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
65.
Okay. And rate your level of motivation for voting next year's presidential and Congress election in 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10. 0 meaning not motivated at all at this year, and 10 meaning you're extremely motivated.
Yeah.
Well, you said 10?
Yep.
Okay. And generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following the news information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not closely, or not at all closely?
Not closely.
Not closely. Okay. And regardless how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country's heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Satisfied.
Dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Oh, satisfied. Okay. And did you hear about the inflation and rising costs? Who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies, the COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, big business and corporations, price gauging greed, the Federal Reserve rising interest?
Big businesses?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I want to read a list of issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate the scale from 0 to 10. 0 meaning not at all important, 5 meaning somewhat important, and 10 extremely important. If you don't, reducing gun violence.
10.
Okay. Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
5.
Okay. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Lowering the price of what?
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Okay. Protecting abortion and productive rights.
Yeah.
Reforming criminal justice system and hold police accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
And fighting against the rise of white nationalism.
0. Okay.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden's handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And I'd like to rate your feelings about some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning very warm, favorable towards them. 0 means very cold, unfavorable. 50 means not particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100. If you have no opinion or never heard of them, let me know. The Mega Republicans.
Never heard of them.
Okay. Tim Scott.
Never heard of them.
Okay. Joe Biden.
50.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Zero.
Okay. The Black Pack.
The Black Pack.
Yes.
I never heard of the Black Pack.
Okay. How about Marlene Williamson? Marianne Williamson, I'm sorry.
I don't recall that name.
Okay. And I know it's still a little way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Probably Biden.
Probably Biden, okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Democrat Republican Donald Trump, and would you vote for Joe Biden or Trump?
Biden.
Okay. Let me ask you, which candidate do you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay. And how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes in black people in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Worried, very worried.
Very worried, okay. And I like to read some what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. For each of the following, do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African American community right now? Rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, book bans after being threatened to erase our history, stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back on rights and freedom, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of greater economic opportunities, the jobs and community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or don't know.
Donald Trump being president again.
Okay. All right. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the President Biden and his administrations are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Okay. And has what you've seen or heard recently about the Joe Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat more unfavorable, or much more unfavorable?
Favorable.
Much more?
Just favorable.
Just favorable? Okay. Now, I want to read some things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important it is to you, okay? Ketanji Brown Jackson is confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. Is that very important, somewhat important, not important, not very important, or not important at all?
Important.
Very or somewhat? The
important information. Somewhat.
Okay. How about invested $12 million through Medicaid that allow people to continue to access home care and raise wages for home care workers? Somewhat important, very important, or not very important, or not at all?
Very important.
Okay. Provide $123 million in new funds for the upcoming school year. The largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education.
Can I get this coverage? Can you get this coverage if you're not?
Important.
Very important, somewhat.
You cannot be turned down for any reason.
Somewhat.
Okay. How about capped out of pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year?
Cap off.
Yeah, capped out. Capped out.
Yes, you can.
Very important.
Very important. Okay. How about creating infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country?
Very important.
Okay. And now, as we discussed some of the compliments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way that Joe Biden's handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly? Or?
Approve.
Okay. And I'm going to read some reasons, others again, why it's important to vote in the 2024 elections. Please use the scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning very convincing reason to vote, 5 somewhat reason, 0 not at all convincing to vote in 2024 elections. First one statement says, racism and white supremacy are one of the rise in America and threatening our communities. It's threatening all the advancements that our communities has fought so long for. We can't stand by this, and as they try to take us backwards. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use political power to protect our communities and future.
Ten.
Okay. And another statement says, gun violence is getting worse and taking heavy toll on communities and long people, but mega Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban of assault weapons and working it to make it easier for anyone to get and carry a gun without a permit. And if we make our communities safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood the streets with guns.
Yeah.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you if you can rate the motivation for voting next year's presidential election, November, on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 meaning not at all motivated, 10 extremely motivated to vote. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. Which one would it be?
What did you say it was about voting?
Yeah, from your motivation from 0 to 10. Well, 10 being like extremely motivated and 0 not at all.
10.
Okay. What stood out the most from the arguments you just heard?
The president.
The president, which one?
What you mean, which one?
Oh, President Biden? Okay. All right, cool. And I'm going to read a list of...
how much longer is this going to take?
We almost got 3 more questions.
I have things to do.
I know where I got you. I'll make this, I'm trying to make this faster for you. We got like three more questions to go, all right? So I'm going to read a list of ways people have contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each one, tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Text messages, yes or no?
No.
Door knocks?
No.
TV ads?
Yes.
Radio ads?
Yeah.
Social media, internet ads?
No.
Mailers?
Mailers?
Yeah, mailers.
No.
Okay. Someone canvassing neighborhood?
Yes.
Phone calls?
No.
Okay. And switching, the last questions are just statistical purposes only. What was the last year of school you completed? 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college certificate, college graduate, bachelor, postgraduate?
High school.
And are you married, under, live with a partner, separated, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Okay. And do you have any children the age of 18 or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach on political issues, do you describe yourself as liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Liberal.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. And thinking about your neighborhood you live in, would you say near all, more than half, about half, or less than half, or hardly any of your neighbors are white?
Some.
Less than half then, or would it be hardly any?
Less than half.
All right. Would you describe the area you live? Are urban, suburban, rural?
Black. So urban.
Urban, okay. And were one or more grandparents born outside the U.S.?
No.
Okay. And were one or more of your parents were born outside the U.S.?
No.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. All right, that concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Thank you, Brittany. You're
welcome.
Have a good one. Have a good evening.
Bye. Bye.